With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian officials meeting with prominent American weapons manufacturers. Here's Greg Clugston.
The delegation from Ukraine met with representatives of Lockheed Martin and Raytheon during a U.S. visit. It came ahead of President Zelensky's meeting with President Trump at the White House on Friday. Zelensky is widely expected to request approval to obtain Tomahawk cruise missiles, which could allow Ukraine to strike targets deep into Russia. This past weekend, Donald Trump said he may give the go-ahead if Moscow doesn't end its war soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Oh, the battle against drug runners taking on new steam as President Trump is not fooling around. He's authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela and is considering land operations following U.S. military strikes on drug smuggling boats from Venezuela. In the last 6 weeks, U.S. forces have conducted at least five strikes in the Caribbean, resulting in 27 deaths and the destruction of tons of drugs. More fallout from the government shutdown as a federal judge has temporarily blocked the president's firing of federal workers.
With plans to fire 4,100 employees across eight agencies, the White House Budget Office said Friday that the mass firings had already started. That announcement prompted labor unions for federal workers to ask for a temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration from issuing new layoff notices or implementing those already sent out. The unions say the firings are illegal and an abuse of power designed to punish workers and pressure Congress. The Trump administration says the district court lacks jurisdiction to hear employment decisions made by federal agencies. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. A new survey asked churchgoers about various social issues.
It's a joint venture of the Family Research Council and Arizona Christian University, and it reveals that only 43% of people who regularly attend worship services identify as pro-life, down from 63% in 2023. Just 46% of respondents accept the definition of family as being limited to one man and one woman, married with children. FRC spokesman David Clausen says, quote, "Confusion inside the church is not primarily a political problem, it's a discipleship problem." Michael Harrington reporting.
In Iran, five Christians are going to prison. Each of the converts will serve 8 years for trying to spread the gospel in that Islamic state. International Christian Concern says the persecution of Christians in Iran, especially those who have converted to the faith, has plagued the nation for decades. This is SRN News. Trump administration backing a Texas-based company's plan to repair and reopen a West Coast oil pipeline responsible for a major spill 10 years ago. More from correspondent Rich Thomason.
It was one of California's worst oil spills off the Santa Barbara coast in 2015 when the corroded pipeline burst. Sable Offshore says it wants to work with California to send oil through the line again, but if state regulators don't allow that, then it will turn to operating solely in federal waters and will transport the oil via tankers. The project is opposed by environmentalists who say there's no guarantee against future spills. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Alaska dealing with one of the biggest emergency responses in decades after remnants of Typhoon Heilong hit coastal villages, hundreds of homes destroyed. More details at srnnews.com.